Okay, welcome again to the Folklife Area Stage, sponsored by the Florida Folklife Program of the Department of State, National Endowment for the Arts, and Florida Division of Cultural Affairs. We're very happy to have with us today and tomorrow Miss Stengo playing Mexican Musica Norteña, and which Miss Stengo is headed by Tomas Granado, who is a Florida Folk Heritage Award winner for his work on the accordion. And I'm going to turn it over to the music of Miss Stengo now.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you guys doing today? Great. Well, we hope you enjoy our music. We're going to try and do a little variety of different beats of music. So hopefully everybody enjoys it. This first one we're going to do is called, it's a polka. It's called Atotonilco, which is the name of a town in Mexico. As we go along, I'm going to talk a little bit about our music, where it came from, and the instruments we're playing. This next song we're going to do before we get into that is called Nada Contigo, which means I don't want nothing to do with you. It's kind of a love song gone bad. So we're going to do this. It's called Nada Contigo. Thank you.
pedirte perdón. No me siento culpable de nada. No he venido a pedir que me quieras, ni me siento aprendido a tu amor. Cada vez que me aviento un halcón, tú bien sabes que pierdo el sentido. Vengo a dar sin pensarlo contigo, aunque sé que lo nuestro acabó. No hagas caso si me oyes llorar, o una noche te doy serenata. Es que le ando cantando te ingrata, y borracho no supe ni a cuál. Y si acaso te vengo a buscar, aunque toque no me abras la puerta, no te importe si me oyes llorar, o amanezco aquí en tu banqueta. Soy como aquel que se va, pero luego regresa. Más bien puedo morir de tristeza, pero yo nunca vuelvo jamás. Y si acaso te vengo a buscar, aunque toque no me abras la puerta, no te importe si me oyes llorar, o amanezco aquí en tu banqueta.
I'd like to talk a little bit about our music. This music we're playing is called Música Norteña. It comes, what that means is music of the North. And this music originated in the north part of Mexico, which is Nuevo León and Coahuila, and some other states nearby. How this came about in the late 1800s, we have some settlers came in from Germany, Polish, and I think some Czechs, and they brought their accordions with them. So that's why we have a lot of polkas in our music, because we sort of picked it up and converted it into our own style with an accordion. Of course, now we use a lot of the button accordion instead of the keyboard accordion, piano accordion. So that's where the music originated, and now we have different styles of music, not just the norteño, but also the Tejano, Tex-Mex, which is a different kind. And we'll be doing a little bit of that also. So next we're going to do a cumbia. It's called Una Morenita, which means kind of a dark-skinned girl. Stay in the same place.
morenita a mí me ha despreciado. Esa morenita no me quiere a mí. Una morenita a mí me ha despreciado. Esa morenita no me quiere a mí. Ella me lo dice cuando bailo cumbia, porque a mí la cumbia me hace muy feliz. Ella me lo dice cuando bailo cumbia, porque a mí la cumbia me hace muy feliz. Morenita no me quiere a mí. Una morenita a mí me ha despreciado. Esa morenita no me quiere a mí. Ella me lo dice cuando bailo cumbia, porque a mí la cumbia me hace muy feliz. Ella me lo dice cuando bailo cumbia, porque a mí la cumbia me hace muy feliz. Esa morenita no me quiere a mí. Ella me lo dice cuando bailo cumbia, porque a mí la cumbia me hace muy feliz. Ella me lo dice cuando bailo cumbia, porque a mí la cumbia me hace muy feliz.
Sounding okay? All right. I don't see you dancing out here. I see you moving like this in your chair. But okay, we're gonna next selection. Before the next selection, I'm playing a bajo sexto. It's this is a 10 string. Mm-hmm. They come in 10 string or in 12 string. When the accordion migrated into Mexico, the bajo sexto was used for just the accordion and the bajo sexto. The bajo is bass and sexto meaning the six strings. So it would just be the accordion and the bajo, because I can do the bass. It was just the accordion and the bajo sexto, but then we got the bass player in, so now I just strum two strings, or three strings. So, and he has to do the bass part, so I can just do the two strings. But it's a very unique instrument. It's played different than the guitar, and it's tuned different than the guitar. I don't know how it's tuned. I just know how to play it. But
F and C, and then the rest is like guitar.
Okay. For all you guitar players, F, C,
and G.
Then G and the guitar.
D and A. Okay, and the unique thing about this instrument is the strings are special strings. I think, and some of them, they're banjo strings. At least that's what we've been told. I think the first strings are like banjo strings. And they're tuned at a higher pitch or a higher strength than a guitar. Okay, we're going to do this song. It's called Mujer Casada, which means married lady.
Turn to sing.
Por una mujer casada dicen que voy a morir. Mentiras no me hacen nada si ella me quiere seguir.
Let's have a big round of applause for all the dancers, man. They really made things change here. Hey, Bob, how much time we got? All right. Okay, two more tunes, I guess. We're going to do this. It's going to change a little bit. The beat here is called Huapango, and it's just a dance a little different from the polka and the ranchera, which we just did. And that's another thing. The category changes. What I'm talking about is ranchera means from the ranch. So when the music also developed in Mexico, it most of the people had their parties in the ranches or the haciendas and all that. So I'm trying to concentrate. anyway, so the ranchero word or ranchera in the music comes from the ranch, and that's what we just did was ranchera, and this is called a huapango.
The reason he switches accordions, it's because it's in different keys, and you should be able to play all the songs in one accordion, but he can't do it, so you use But it's a different key, so.
Well, at least I know the tuning on the bajo. Anyway, what he's talking about is the accordions are not like, the button accordions are not like the piano accordions where you have a sound for push in or pull out. They're two different sounds. For instance, this is a F. And this would be, I don't know, but it's another key. and by the way, so everything we play is by ear, so we don't read music or anything like that, so it's hard for me to tell you what note that was. But anyway, this is a accordion in the key of F, B flat, E flat, and then A flat. And this one over here is E, A, D. So it's two different tuned accordions. This next huapango we're going to do is something I wrote for a cousin of mine. And his name is Pedrito Arredondo. But a friend of mine, I gave him a kind of a nickname and called him El Pollito, which means like a little chick, baby chick. So that's what I call this one, El Pollito Colorado, the red chick. Thank you. And before we go, I just want to introduce the band. On the drums, we have Javier Martinez. On the bass, my good old friend, Albert Martinez. And another one of my old friends, Abe Arazola on the bajo sexto. And myself, and want to thank you for listening to our music, and I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Tomás Granado on the accordion. Do this one more tune, and we're out of here.
Así te quiero, mujer, no le hace que seas paseada. Te quiero porque te quiero, porque me nace del alma. Sabías querer porque eras mujer paseada. Y te burlabas de mí cuando de amores te hablaba. Tú despreciabas mi amor cuando en tus brazos lloraba. Pero llegaste a quererme así como yo deseaba. Querer porque eras mujer paseada. Y te burlabas de mí cuando de amores te hablaba. Pero llegaste a saber que con mi amor no jugaba. Y llegaste a quererme así como yo deseaba.
Gracias, thank you, thank you.